Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for July 18th. We begin today in 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 12, reading down through 27, verse 34. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren, to serve in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom the south gate, and to his sons the storehouse. To Suppim and Hosea the lot came out for the west gate, and Shalaketh gate on the ascending highway, watchman opposite watchman. On the east were six Levites, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, and for the storehouse two by two. As for the parbar on the west, there were four on the highway and two at the parbar. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasuries of the house of God and over the treasuries of the dedicated things. The sons of Laadan, the descendants of Gershonites of Laadan, heads of their fathers' houses of Laadan, the Gershonite Jeheli, and the sons of Jeheli, Jetham and Joel, his brother, they were over the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites and the Ishrites, the Hebronites and the Uzielites, Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was overseer of the treasuries. And his brethren by Eleazar were Rehabiah, the son, Jeshaiah, the son, and Joram, his son, Zikri, his son, and Shaholamath, his son. This Shaholamath, his brethren, were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of his father's houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. Some of the spoils won in the battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shaholamath and his brethren. Of the Israelites, Shenari and his sons performed duties as officials and judges over Israel outside Jerusalem. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west side of the Jordan for all the business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah was head of the Hebronites according to his genealogy of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought, and there were found among them capable men at Jazer in Gilead. And his brethren were 2,700 able men, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and to the affairs of the king. And the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of the fathers' houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds and their officers, served the king in every matter of the military divisions. These divisions came in and went out month by month throughout the months of the year, each division having 24,000. Over the first division for the first month was Jashobeam, the son of Jabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. He was the children of Perez, and the chief of all the captains of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Dodai, the Ahoite, and his division, Mikloth, also was the leader. In his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who was chief. In his division were 24,000. This was Benaniah, who was mighty among the 30, and was over the 30. In his division was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain of the fourth month was Ashiel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamuth, the Israelite. In his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, of the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Shibakai, the Hushite, of the Zaharites. In his division were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anathothite, of the Benjamites. In his division were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netherite of the Zarites, and his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaniah, the Pirathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophite of Othniel, and his division were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officer over the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zichri, over the Shimonites, Zephathiah, the son of Micaiah, over the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, over the Aaronites, Zadok, over Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers, over Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, over Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, over the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azariah, over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedadiah, over the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jaasiel, the son of Abner, over Dan, Azarel, the son of Jehoram. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab the son of Zeruiah began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of the census. Nor was the number recorded in the account of the Chronicles of King David. And Asmaveth the son of Adiel was over the king's treasury. And Jehonathan the son of Uzziah was over the storehouses in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezri, the son of Chelub, was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shimei, the Ramathite, was over the vineyards. And Zabdi, the Shifmite, was over the produce of the vineyards for the supply of wine. Baal Hanan, the Gederite, was over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowlands. And Joash was over the store of oil. And Zithri, the Sharonite, was over the herds that fed in Sharon. Shaphat, the son of Adlai, was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obel, the Ishmaelite, was over the camels. Jehudiah, the Marathonite, was over the donkeys. And Jazaz, the Hagrite, was over the flocks. All these were the officials over King David's property. Jehonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hakmani, was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, then Abiathar, and general of the king's army was Joab. Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through chapter 5, verse 5. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who also was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1 through 7, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Proverbs 19:17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. And that's the reading for July 18th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how good it is that we can turn to your word. And even though the words and the names are unfamiliar and tongue-twisting, we know, Lord, that you love us and you care about us, and they're there for a purpose. It's to make us recognize that each and every person is significant in your sight. And those who turn to you and look to you for faith believing, we have that promise of eternal salvation. Thank you for that, Lord. We pray that you'd be with each one that listens to the words of Scripture, those that search out your word and your ways and your purpose for their life. Might we be blessed, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.